The smuggler began to suspect he was being set up. He was vulnerable, and carrying more than $250,000. It would be all too easy for bloodthirsty rebels to take his money and his life.
You're going to kill me? My holy God.
Fear for his life overtook his lust for blood diamonds and vast profits. He told the rebel commander that he wanted to leave.
He said to me, if you want to go back to Liberia, you have to give me $50,000. And you know what I did? Before he ended his word, I already opened my suitcase. I said, this is $50,000.
To get back to the relative safety of the Liberian border, he would have to walk back through war-ravaged territory infested with fighters and child soldiers who could kill on a whim. And this time, he was traveling without the rebel leader's protection.
Start beating the road again.
Carrying a suitcase full of diamonds and money, he was a prime target. Perils along a hike of almost 200 kilometers included crossing the Mano River, where rebels were rumored to have thrown their bleeding victims to the crocodiles.
And I was scared, but I could not show it.
He hired child soldiers as guards.
They were scared. They were more scared than me.
In a constant state of fear, he kept himself and his hired child mercenaries on the move.
All the guards, they said, we want to have a rest. I can't have a rest. I have full of diamonds. I have full of money.
He crossed the Mano River at night and walked for 4 days, before finally crossing the border into Fuya and the relative safety of Liberia.